This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, so this is something, you know, this is something I would have paid to watch. There are a lot of things that we don't get to watch because they're conversations that are held in private, but then we hear about them. And I think to myself, boy, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for that. And I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall for the conversation that reportedly took place between Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets in the dying days of the relationship between the two.
Yeah.
Because according to this article in the New York Post, Rodgers, quote, aggressively urged the Jets to stick with him for another season or two, end quote. And in the end, Rodgers accepted the Jets' decision, as if he had a choice, quote, like a man going to the gallows, end quote.
Yeah.
He did not like rejection, Seth. Are you buying this right now?
I don't know. I always get nervous whenever people second or third hand describe people's emotions. That, all right, maybe he wasn't happy about it, but like a man going to the gallows, that sounds pretty drastic. Okay, was Aaron Rodgers morose about it, or was he overly distraught? It would be the first time in his life, probably. Well, first time since he became a starting quarterback that he was being actively rejected by a team, perhaps. Now, the way the reporting has been was that the Jets had a few conditions that if Aaron Rodgers was going to stay, it was going to have to be no more appearances on the Pat McAfee show. He was going to have to be there for all appearances or for all
minicamp.
He's going to have to be there for mandatory stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff that you have to be there for. You're really, really going to have to be there for it.
Yes.
So I don't know. Like that's the part that it's not clear to me, and I guess it never will be 100%. Was he open to that, or did he balk at that, or was that just one of the prerequisites, but there was more to it, and that ultimately it wasn't going to work out?
Yeah, I think the two kind of money quotes to come out of this thing, I think you're absolutely right. The thing, like, he appeared to be like a man going to the gallows. I would submit, like, Aaron Rodgers isn't the guy who carries himself with effusive energy all the time to begin with. He always looks like he's going to the gallows.
Yeah, he's not bouncing down the halls asking everybody, how's your day going?
Right,
it's going to be a great day because we're alive.
Now, so that's, you're right, that's reading into somebody's emotions. Now, the other thing, him aggressively urging the Jets to stick with him for another season or two, is that's, other than maybe aggressively conveying some degree of emotion, but that's more of a reported fact than it is like, hey, this is what he was feeling.
Right,
like,
right.
Well, that absolutely feels possible to me.
That he really wanted to be there, and that he might have felt like, you know, man, I came here and I wanted to make a commitment to it. He's got the weaponry there. I mean,
it's a good roster.
Right. It makes a lot of sense that, if he still wants to play football, that would be the place to be. And I don't know how much of it, though, too, was him wanting to be there, but you guys really got to give Nathaniel Hackett another shot at this. And not to mention Randall Cobb. He's still here. He's still out there. He's, how much of it was that? He aggressively wanted to be there, but only on his terms.
This article also said that he was, this is a second article. There was the article in the New York Post. Then there was another one over the weekend in The Athletic that essentially listed all of the different dysfunctional factoids from the Aaron Rodgers experience in New York, from the time he tore his Achilles, to popping up on the McAfee show a few weeks later, pointing fingers at people in a building he hadn't been in weeks.
Yeah.
Him doing a press conference where literally he said, we need fewer distractions. And then he's on the McAfee show the next day providing distractions. He was completely hypocritical while he was there. But the one thing they did say in that article that was interesting is he was more upset about the demotion to Nathaniel Hackett than he let on. Publicly, he was actually a pretty good soldier about that one.
Yeah.
But reportedly, behind the scenes, which is just baffling to me because Nathaniel Hackett is just, he's not good.
He's never been a good offensive coordinator in the NFL. I mean, his best work was in Green Bay when he wasn't the offensive. I don't know. None of it, that part, I think Aaron Rodgers is one of those guys. He strikes me as one of those guys that, he thinks he's trying to do the right thing, but he also, I think, he doesn't understand the difference between loyalty to your friends doesn't always coincide with loyalty to the team.
Yeah.
And that he just can't see past that. So it's not like it's a bad human thing, but it's a bad quarterback thing when you're trying to wield power in terms of who the actual coaches are on the team or who the actual receivers are on the team, that he just can't see beyond his own veil of what's actually right for the team.
By doing what he thinks is positively impacting the likes of Randall Cobb and Alan Lazard and guys like that, he doesn't see the negative ripple effect that it's having on the other 48 guys on the roster.
A lot of the things that Aaron Rodgers wants to do as a quarterback is kind of, if your offensive coordinator was doing it, you'd be asking him, why are you not helping the quarterback out with more pre-snap motion, with all this other stuff? He's an antiquated, Aaron Rodgers, the offensive coordinator, is a bit of an antiquated offensive coordinator. And which was cool back when he could run like the wind and throw at a 45 degree angle as he's falling down and everything, but he's not that guy anymore.
Nope. So, reading the article in The Athletic that listed all the things that he did behind the scenes that negatively impact, not even behind the scenes, skipping mandatory minicamp isn't behind the scenes at all. That's very much out in front. But just reading through that, and they fired Saleh 5 weeks into the season, and they're demoting Hackett. They eventually fired Joe Douglas in season. I'm like, how did the Texans lose to these guys?
It's of a different nature, and yet it's the same in some respects. No matter how great you are as a quarterback, but then especially as you're...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You're getting older. Once you start veering from the complete and total devotion to it, it's really hard to make it as an aging quarterback. And look at Tom Brady's final season in Tampa, where his family was falling apart.
Yeah.
He missed parts of training camp that year, and you would find out later it was because he was actively getting divorced by his wife, who was probably at least had a close relationship with her jiu-jitsu instructor, with whom she would later become impregnated after the divorce. Like, there was a lot going on there.
Yeah.
And he didn't. It was a mess that year.
Yep.
It just feels like there's way too much for a 41-year-old quarterback right now to deal with. And if you're Aaron Glenn, I mean, you're looking at your predecessor who's run out of town partly because he didn't know how to handle the prima donna Aaron Rodgers in press conferences. No, you got to be tougher on him. And no, you can't piss off Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Hey, what are you doing? All these people that wanted to blame everybody except Aaron Rodgers himself. Robert Saleh ends up getting fired basically because Aaron Rodgers was there.
Yep. Another big story this weekend that came out. Did not see this one coming. Jonathan Martin. Remember his name? He was the offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins, who is probably best known, although trying not to be best known these days, but probably best known by football fans as the offensive lineman who was reportedly at the time bullied by other offensive linemen with the Dolphins to the extent that it became a big public story. They did a big investigation about it, the Wells Report, where they interviewed a bunch of people. And it torpedoed that version of the Dolphins that year. That, like, they were like, that's all they did was answer questions about how toxic their locker room was. And Jonathan Martin ended up out of football within 2 or 3 years due to injuries, although some would say the culture of the Dolphins drove him away. He ended up getting traded to the 49ers. He was not on the Dolphins much longer after that. Jonathan Martin did some interviews with ESPN, and the story is now out where he's basically trying to reverse the narrative on all that. And say that he wasn't really bullied back then, that he kind of went along with the Wells report. His mom plays a big role in the narrative that he was bullied as well.
His parents are both very, very successful. Are they both of them attorneys, or his mom is an attorney?
His dad was a professor.
His dad was a professor, and his mom's an attorney.
Yeah,
and his parents, Jonathan Martin is kind of telling the story of that his parents kind of, in trying to protect him, really took over and were pushing the narrative perhaps more than he would have preferred.
Yeah.
And he says, quote, "I never believed for a second I was being bullied."
Which now people who are on that team, including Richie Incognito, who's probably like the central figure on the bullying side of things, was going off on Twitter last night retweeting the link to this story. He couldn't cut it in the NFL, so he quit, and his mom blamed me. Legacy media pushed this narrative long and far. Too bad it was all a lie. They lied to protect his money. He quit. The team had every right to claw back that money. His mom started the bullying narrative with ESPN and Adam Schefter so that the Dolphins wouldn't go after his signing bonus. You know, basically saying, like, he quit football, and if you quit, you owe back the prorated portion of your signing bonus. But if he starts a narrative where he was bullied, well, then no team is going to go trying to get the signing bonus back.
The sum total of all of this, and it's really, it is still very, a very sad story, I think, is that there are two things going on. Was that one, Jonathan Martin had, he had mental health challenges that continued after he was out of the NFL. He would, you know, says that he had attempted suicide multiple times. Had a really curious incident where he had a photo of a gun on social media and said that when people get bullied and they feel they have no other recourse. And then he checked himself into a mental hospital.
That was in 2018. Yeah. Just so
he's
know.
Like he's has mental health concerns independent of Richie Incognito, I think. But then on the other side of it, Richie Incognito is a known mental health challenge as well.
He's like, a football lunatic, is what he
is. Yeah, and when it comes to like some of the stuff Incognito is doing, it was way above and beyond what your normal rookie treatment is and all of that. So it was just a, it was a really ugly situation.
Yeah.
And I think because everything was so extreme, it probably, I don't want to say it got blown up out of proportion, but I think it took on a life of its own in a way that it did. It did. It wouldn't have if you had maybe different dynamics.
I'm team nobody on this one. Like I'm on. People take sides on this. I don't take either side on this one. I think Jonathan Martin had some things going on. I think Richie Incognito clearly had some things going on.
I know that because a lot of the Incognito quotes were things that it's weird. I've been on teams where that type of talking and everything would have been totally cool and everybody would have been cool with it, but then I could see other environments where like, oh no way, that's not, it's wrong, it's way wrong. Yeah. Like, and it's just impossible to know without actually having been there.
Martin's dad played a voicemail message that he's been saving for years that was left for Martin from Richie Incognito in April of 2013, where he uses the N-word and he's dropping multiple F-bombs on him. He's threatening to smack him around and all this stuff.
Right, which is, again, like where I say, and it's really, really bad, but it's also in an environment where the Pouncey brothers had given him... The Pouncey brothers are crazy too.
Yes.
So the Pouncey brothers had told that basically said like, no, Incognito's cool saying whatever he wants. So like within that O-line environment, what was it like? It feels like when you're trying to dissect, sometimes when things, they talk about, like training of special forces or special operations military, like, all right, I don't know. Like some of it's pretty psychotic, but they're asked to do psychotic things.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. I don't have a clue. I don't know what the dynamics were.
All right. Today is Diggs Day. This is a big day. If the Texans are of mind to extend and bring back Stephon Diggs, today is a huge day for that to happen. We will explain why and the ramifications if they don't, and who might some of the names be that they would kick tires on, especially now that Nick Caley is in the building, if they do need to fill, and they will need to fill that wide receiver room. We'll do that. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.